Brian Tallarico, he's been with us a good long three plus years.
Yeah.
I remember when you didn't have any gray and you were, had no kids. And
you don't know. Both of those things are untrue.
Yeah. anyway, he's with RogerEbert.com. That's about all we say about you nowadays, isn't it?
Sure.
And you've got a gig tomorrow.
I've got a gig tomorrow.
Sunday Assembly.
Sunday Assembly. Hold on, let me get the address. 3539 West Grace. I'll be speaking at this event called the Sunday Assembly with Keith Phipps of The Dissolve, formerly of The Onion. The subject is passion, and they just asked us to come in and talk about
what's that experience going to be like?
I'm a speaker, so I don't particularly know. I know they have like speakers, readings, music. It's
But your part, you're going to just open, unleash, risk it all.
Like a Q&A. They'll ask me questions, and I'll probably provide some of my background and discuss. The subject is passion, and Keith and I are both passionate about what we do, and that's how we got to where we are.
You seem to hold your emotions pretty well in check.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you ever get emotional at a movie, for example?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
What does that look like, sound like?
Do you want me to do an impression of me?
Do tears come?
Yes. I openly cry at movies.
Wonderful.
I have no problem
with
that.
Here in the Allstate Showcase studio, you're always the same. Very controlled.
Okay.
Straightforward.
Interesting.
Mellow,
no, I would say I'm Italian and Irish. There's a lot of emotion and passion going on there.
Surging feelings going through your gut.
And I got no problem crying at movies. I cry at TV shows if they're well done enough. So, I mean, I think, no, I got... Don't present me as some repressed, bottled-up gentleman.
I'm just explaining how you are each week sitting here in front of it.
Trying to be professional.
We should go out sometime and just see the wild side of Brian T.
Yeah, let's go crazy.
Well, I'm going to be the one keeping the emotions in check, but I'd love to see you loosen up a little bit.
Sure.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Why do you want to call that number? Well, it's Brian Tallarico. He is the one-stop shopping answer man for all things television. However...
Uh-oh.
Don't call about like what the cable channels are doing, you were saying. You know, don't call about this, but let me ask you about this. I have never seen the cable news channels tap dance for such an extended period as they are with this Malaysian flight. Every time you look, you know, I work at Weigel Broadcasting sometimes during the week and for the show First Business. They got the screens up, and that's all these channels are talking
about.
And there's no information.
It's a 2-minute news cycle. We have no news.
At this point, shouldn't they be embarrassed just a little bit?
A little bit. We've all seen the clip of Don Lemon asking if this could have been a black hole, right?
Yeah.
Once you hit that point,
I mean, their brains are frying. They don't know what to say anymore.
And they have no filter. Any thought that comes to their mind, they put on TV. You know, I hate to get serious for a second, but it started with 9/11. 9/11, there was a 24-hour news cycle that was still relatively recent enough when 9/11 happened that they didn't know how to deal with such a crisis. And so they brought people on, and anything they had to say was going on the air. There was no fact-checking. There was no justification. And because you had to get the breaking news as quickly as conceivably possible. And since then...
We haven't learned any lessons.
This is just what we're in. It's everything's... And I love the overuse of graphics. Breaking news! We still know nothing.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question. Going back 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Going back to the 70s. Maybe my perceptions are off, and you can correct me, but 40 years ago... Wouldn't it have been more likely than not that the NBC, CBS, ABC wouldn't have just had someone physically on the ground in Malaysia? They would have had someone on board one of the ships involved
did that.
In the actual search. Maybe sending videotape
David Wright
back.
With ABC News did that.
Have they sent someone over there?
Yeah.
It might not be as easy given where it is and who it is.
Well, you know what they do? Like
the
NBC last night, they had a guy with either a British or an Australian accent in Perth.
They have
locals. They have people
local
there news. They probably deputize for the
probably
time
someone
being.
From one of the Australian networks.
Yeah. Right.
And they have affiliations with other operations.
No, but the point you're making is that they have tons of people commenting on something who are 24 people removed from the action.
Yeah.
I think that's a well-made point. There's less on-the-ground stuff. There's more, hey, I can look this up on Wikipedia and give you an answer type reporting. Or come up with that. There's more theorizing than ever in what we call news. Well, this might be what happened, and this may be what happened. Whereas in the old days, 40 years ago, it was what you're talking about is here's what's happening. Here's what I can see with my eyes and tell you about. And we get a lot less of that.
Yeah, well, plus the reporters would be based in those locations. Right. They knew the culture, the people, the contacts.
Now it's a game of telephone. It's a game of telephone, and someone in the middle is just crazy and making things up.
Do any of the big three traditional news networks still have Are there any overseas bureaus
left?
Yeah,
they have a London bureau.
Yes. Aside from London.
Oh, no, but the NBC Nightly News uses people, especially like if there's something going on in the Middle East, they'll have local reporters sometimes. I mean, they'll often send, what's his name? The guy, I can picture him, but I can't think of his name.
Richard Engel?
Yeah, they'll
send
Engel
brilliant.
Over there. Yeah, he's great.
Wherever there's danger, he's there.
But I've seen them use local reporters, not as much as maybe they should, but yeah, there's branches all over the place.
All right, Brian Tallarico. Sandy's been on hold here for a while. Sandy, you're on WGN talking to Brian and Bill.
Yes, I was wondering about their program, Rake. Why did they move it till Friday?
Because they're burning it off because it hasn't done well, and they're going to cancel it before it would possibly come back in the fall. It's the kind of thing where the show got a lot of buzz, a lot of promotion, hasn't delivered, but they've already paid for a number of episodes, so they have to air them, and then that will be it for Rake.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We tell it straight, even though it's bad news sometimes. 312-981-7200. Let me read Heidi's text here.
Sure.
From 708. Love your show, Bill.
Oh, boy.
Entertainment Hour is great.
I like the lowered voice, too.
Dramatic effect. Uh-huh. Was the bridge renewed? When does it come back?
It was renewed. Summer is all they're saying. I would guess July. FX is very good at annual schedules. Things generally kind of come back close to when they aired the first time, and it aired July last year. Look for it in July.
What about Intelligence? Her husband loves it. This is from 815.
Oh, back to the bad news. Intelligence has not done well. CBS just renewed about 85% of their schedule, and that wasn't on the list. So it hasn't officially been canceled, but it didn't get an invite to the party.
They renewed some dogs, too, didn't you?
Well, they renewed, I wouldn't call The Good Wife a dog. Oh, you mean just in like generally bad shows?
Well, some that are not really on other cable channels or networks might have been tanked long
no,
ago.
No, not on CBS.
Really?
CBS numbers, even for The Good Wife, NBC would kill for The Good Wife. CBS is the opposite story. CBS is everything does remarkably well.
You mentioned, though, NBC. They've got renewals. They've
announced. NBC has some good news lately. They were just renewed two Chicago-based shows, Chicago Fire and Chicago PD. Both just got renewed.
And they're pretty good.
Yeah. For what they are, I think they're good. They're good old-fashioned diversion TV, escapism, watching people who have jobs much harder than you do, probably. Firefighters and policemen, and we've always had something about that. We always have medical shows. We always have firefighter shows. We always have cop shows. We like that aspect of television, that window into a world we don't fully know.
Yeah.
And for what that is, they do really well. I think they're high-scale productions. And they also renewed Grimm, which I know we have some fans of Grimm, and Grimm got renewed.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the new shows, the new season shows. I think Larry has a question about one of them, The Dome. Hi, Larry.
Under the Dome.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if that sci-fi The Dome was coming back.
Under the Dome, the CBS show from last summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. In fact, I just saw a commercial last night during the basketball game. June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right. It's like we're just like we're like calling 411.
Exactly.
A little quick question. What's the number for Harry's Pizza?
Information.
Yeah. Here's one from 847. What about Rectify on Sundance?
Yes, they're doing more Rectify. That's more of a – Sundance is a unique situation in that they don't really stick to schedules at all. So I don't know when Rectify is coming back, but I will tell you if I'm on the air when it's coming back because I loved the first season of Rectify. I thought it was genius.
Did I tell you that Heidi said, love your show, Bill?
I did hear that.
Will Sleepy Hollow be renewed?
It has been renewed. It will be on in the fall.
There you go, 630.
411.
All right.
I'm going to start a website, tv411.com.
How about Resurrection?
Resurrection is doing well, surprisingly well. And that's the good news for new show fans. If you like any of those new shows, that's the one that, if I had to pick one of the mid-season shows, it'll be on in the fall. Actually, there's more than one. But that one will be on in the fall, almost guaranteed, unless it takes a precipitous fall in the next week or two. I think it'll be on in the fall.
Hi, Pete. You're on WGN.
Hi there. I have a question about what's going on with the Sci-Fi Channel.
Creatively?
Creatively overall.
Yeah.
Because it seems as if they're going to be going back to science fiction as opposed to wrestling and reality TV and
right. All
that other B-movie stuff.
Yeah, I would hope so. I feel like that network has been in kind of an identity crisis ever since Battlestar left. They had a chance there with Battlestar to really like put themselves on the map as a creative TV provider. And then Battlestar left and they couldn't figure out what to do next. They were torn between things like Caprica and things like Eureka and things like Sharknado. And they don't really have an identity or a focus. As we've mentioned, all these different things, they're kind of a catch-all. So, yeah, I don't know for sure, but I would assume at some point some head of entertainment over there has to sit down and be like, all right, here's what we are, here's what we stand for, here's where we're going, And you would think that that would be science fiction, but maybe it'll be something else.
Maybe they'll change the name.
Oh, they got it. Well, they should change the name. It's sci-fi, S-Y-F-Y, and I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate that.
How about
that.
Kitchen Sink Channel?
Exactly. That's pretty much what it is.
All right. Thanks. Pete. Quickly here, Drop Dead Diva, coming back?
I don't know.
Touch.
We always have to end with something I don't know about.
We're not
Touch. Touch is not coming back.
A bit disappointed by Scandal this season, but
really?
Was wondering if it's going to be, how's it doing in the ratings?
Huge. Gigantic. It's one of ABC's biggest hits. It's one of Network TV's biggest
If you
hits.
Watch, what a shocker. Thursday.
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. You missed so much.
Oh, see, here we go.
The Neighbors.
Neighbors is in trouble. Bubble show, but I would say likely canceled.
Area code 309 says, we, quote, love it.
Oh, too bad. Sorry.
Jeff, or no, Jerry. I need my glasses.
Hi, how are you?
We're groovy. What's the big question today?
All right, eclectic choice.
Okay.
The Goldbergs. Are they coming?
Yeah, almost guaranteed. Hasn't been renewed, but the Goldbergs is one of this season's, I would say, bigger surprises and hits in that it's doing better now than when it premiered.
And the Tellerico McMeter, which is very accurate,
we watch it.
Is saying renewed.
Yeah, we watch it. And I say renewed because it's built a following.
Right, and it's getting better and better.
It is getting. That's why it's built
wife.
A following, yeah. What's that?
Right, The Good Wife.
Good Wife's already been renewed. Got renewed last week.
Ooh. Great, yeah. And Grey's Anatomy.
We'll be on until they want to stop doing it. It's one of those shows that has plateaued at a certain reasonable number of ratings. People still are loyal to it and watch it. Remember how ER was on like 20 years? That's
right.
Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
If they want to keep doing it that long, they will. So,
all right, well, those are my questions.
It's some good news. So we had three good ones there, Bill.
All right. All the other lines are ringing, but let's leave it with Longmire's one question.
June 2nd or 4th, first week in June.
Okay. All right, so...
other new shows. Crisis is in trouble. No pun intended. Believe is in trouble. About a Boy and Growing Up Fisher are looking like they might get renewed, which tells you all you need to know about the state of comedy on NBC.
Bates Motel?
Bates Motel is good. Solid numbers. Not huge cable numbers, not Walking Dead numbers, but no one...
Just got a call, Drop Dead Diva, tomorrow night.
Okay. Glad to know.
You don't know
I'll
everything.
Set the DVR.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Thanks.